There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The fact that it's before 8 o'clock in the morning might temper that shininess and happiness somewhat, but nevertheless, Rich, we are happy.
And it is World Happiness Day, indeed it is. And we're delighted to be joined in the studio to talk about how we can be happier at work by Dr. Saliha Afridi, the Managing Director of Lighthouse Arabia. Dr. Saliha, thanks for being with us this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's begin by taking a step back, because you said something interesting when you walked into the studio off air. We were talking about happiness and having a joke about it. And you said it depends on your definition of happiness, and you think in some senses we have that definition wrong.
I think most people associate happiness with more of the hedonic sense, pleasure-driven activities. We are talking about emotions that are positive in nature, an experience of positive emotions. So joy and interest and engagement and love, all of these are positive emotions. And I think that is a very important part of being happy. However, I think the other part, which comes from a deeper, meaningful life, which requires an exercise of your strengths and your a character-driven life, which gives a sense of satisfaction to life, a sense of purpose, which has goals. That is the second part of happiness, which we don't really invest too much in. So we actually just jump from pleasure to pleasure to pleasure, and not actually engage ourselves with something more meaningful, something that has is in service of something other than us.
Well, I can see how we could maybe achieve that if we're working at the United Nations humanitarian city here in Dubai, for example. The work we do on a day-to-day basis is all about helping others, and that would give you that meaning. But if we're working in a normal job, I don't know, if you're a real estate broker or if you're a photocopier salesperson, how do you get that meaning from your work life?
I think we should just, I'm going to take a step back here, because I think that, you know, there's three paths to happiness. There is the pleasant life, the good life, the meaningful life, if we were to just organize happiness. The pleasant life we've already talked about. The good life is actually where you are practicing your character strengths. So just because humanitarian work is good for the world does not mean that it actually is going to make you happy, because that might not be where your strength lies. Your strength could lie more in spirituality, and you engage better when you are meditating or when you are talking about, you know, God and religion and spirituality. Your strength could be seeking knowledge and being curious about things. So you're reading, or for example, my work, where I'm actually learning about people and their stories. That's where I'm most engaged. It's just connected to something bigger because of the work that I do. So it doesn't all have to be coming out of your work. It just needs to be in your life. And so for the person who is a real estate agent or a copier, copy salesperson, I would say that they need to have some part of their life have meaning. So they could be volunteering. They could actually be spending a lot of time with their family. They could actually be making money so they can actually send it home and take care of their families. That gives their life meaning. And I think that is most important. But if you are just making money so you can travel to the next destination or eat at the next restaurant or buy the next big thing, that's when we move into more of a hedonic versus a eudaimonic happiness.
I guess to a degree, I'd agree with that. But at the same time, some of those things are the worthy things, the sort of reading a book you like, for instance. Sometimes it'll make you happy and sometimes not. So we were talking about chocolates earlier in the program, and we were talking about sort of the chemical reasons inside chocolate for making you happy. Tryptophan, which is used by the brain to create serotonin, which can produce feelings of happiness. Phenylethylalanine, which promotes feeling of attraction and is associated with the initial euphoria of falling in love. There's a stimulant, theobromine, as well. So these are present in chocolate, chemical stimulants to the brain. Is happiness a chemical thing?
I would say happiness. There, chemicals are related to happiness, but it is not a chemical thing. An experience actually releases chemicals in your brain. So we have a pleasure chemical called dopamine. We have serotonin, which is, you know, our happiness chemical. But that can actually be created. It's not something that we just have set, you know, in our brain. So we can actually trigger some of these things through our different experiences. But if we go from dopamine to dopamine to dopamine, that's when we get caught up in this like pleasure addiction almost. And so we just have to be a little bit careful.
Is there something wrong with that, by the way?
There's nothing wrong with that. I think the one thing that I think we need to be very, very thoughtful and careful about is that happiness actually includes negative emotions. So a state of happiness does not mean that you are smiling and, you know, chipper all the time. You actually have days that are really difficult. You have sad days. You cry some days. You have a grief that you experience some days, loss. So happiness is about not about feeling good. It's about good at feeling all the feelings and being able to balance yourself out.
Let me pick up on a phrase you mentioned earlier on. Hedonic versus eudaimonic happiness. Yeah. The hedonic one I'm familiar with in all sorts of ways. Eudaimonic, what's that and why is it important?
Well, eudaimonic comes from Aristotle. It actually means authentic happiness. And authentic happiness, he related to being able to exercise your character strengths and being able to live a life of virtue and values. And that actually is the eudaimonic happiness.
I've read a lot recently in self-help and psychology about flow. It's quite popular at the moment. And the argument that happiness comes when we are performing a task where we're in a state of flow and it's going really, really well. And that can be a work task. It can be a side project, digging the garden. It can be anything you do. But when you get in that sense of flow, you get a real sense of satisfaction. Where does that fit within your various definitions of happiness?
So that's perfect, actually. So if we take the example of, you know, the three things, which is the pleasure, the good life, and the meaningful life. The flow is actually what the good life is, where you spend most of your days doing something that is your strength, and it is attached to something that maybe that is creating meaning. So let's just take the gardener. They lose themselves in this, you know, art. They create, they plant. It gives them a sense of calmness, a meditative gardening experience. But it's also attached to meaning because they're making the world a more beautiful place. And so that meaning actually then creates a sense of satisfaction. So the good life is where you are exercising something that gives you joy and you can lose sense of time and place and space.
All of these things sound sort of internal. They sound natural, which makes me wonder why we need a happiness day. I mean, being cynical, it could be Valentine's Day Mark II, a day on which is an excuse to give cards, presents, manufactured by card and gift companies. Do you think we really need and can be happy on Happiness Day?
I think the point of Happiness Day should be talking about and reflecting on the things that we should be investing in and how we can recraft our life to have more of what makes us authentically happy. So I think if you just look at Valentine's Day or Christmas or any other day, I think it's a time of reflection on the things that make us happy rather than just being happy all day.
What I understand you to be saying there is rather than feeling internally happy, that if we actually looked at our lives and analysed what we do and talked about it a little bit more, maybe that we would realise actually things aren't so bad. We've got a lot going for us.
You know, they say that the opposite of unhappiness is gratitude. It's not happiness. So if you have a state of gratitude that you are, you know, and experiencing a lot of gratefulness, you will generally be happy. So counting your blessings, actually, there's a lot of truth in it.
Very quickly, we have a happiness ministry here. We have a minister of happiness, Her Excellency Ahud Al-Rumi. What advice would you give to Dubai and the UAE as it refines its happiness strategy going forward to align with those three areas that you mentioned?
I think they're doing an amazing job in creating a city which has a lot of experience of positive emotions. And I would want a more thought and time perhaps invested in creating opportunities for people to get that sense of satisfaction. So perhaps having more volunteer activities, more community activities where people are actually getting to know each other, not just hang out with each other. We know that relationships is the number one thing that makes people happy. Strong attachments and, you know, intimate relationships. And so how can we create an environment that actually promotes that? I think those are the things I would want us to think about. And I also would want them to be able to incorporate sadness into the happiness agenda, which is you will be sad some days and that is okay. So this is, again, not about feeling good. It's about good at feeling.
Dr. Saliha Afridi of Lighthouse Arabia, fascinating talking to you on World Happiness Day. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.